This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Planning an immediate strategy? Not at this time. I think there is a discussion that began, as I mentioned yesterday, of a lot of individuals on both sides of the aisle reaching out to both the president and key staff members to share ideas and additional ways forward.
That's Sean Spicer talking about healthcare, part of what happened in Washington, D.C. today. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, we always start with what affects you and what affects me. Obviously, all of us have that in common, as I'm fond of saying. So with healthcare, just to keep you up to date, a little bit of a check-in, nothing new. Nothing new is happening with healthcare. There's just the push to try to get bipartisan support, and it's kind of the daily dose of, okay, we want to get people on board, and we're working toward that. Now, there was no getting anyone on board with this one. The president signed an executive order on Tuesday saying he would revive the coal industry and create jobs. It was one of the campaign pledges to unravel what President Obama's plan was to curb global warming. That order will suspend, rescind, or flag for review more than half a dozen measures in an effort to boost domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels. So you get it. I mean, this is cut and dried. You're anti-coal, I'm pro-coal. You trashed the coal industry or said forget it, or it was about clean power plan was your initiative, and we're rolling sucker back. Absolutely one of the things that Trump said when he was, you know, when he was campaigning. So one of the things that will happen besides pulling back from the clean power plan, also this means a 14-month-old moratorium on new coal leases on federal lands will be lifted. Because remember, Obama's administration put a 3-year cap, or really moratorium is the word, on any new leases, saying that the $1 billion a year program, $1 billion a year program, has to be modernized to ensure a fair financial return to taxpayers, but that's all gone. And this is more regulation is being slapped away. So it's kind of this deal. Are we overregulated? Yes. Maybe you don't all agree. I say this. There's some of what happens in Washington is good. Let's be fair. Some of it's good. We need a federal government. I'm a pro-states rights person. I'm all about, if you want to track back the presidents, TJ would be my favorite, Thomas Jefferson. I've read a lot about Jefferson. I grew up in Philadelphia. I paid a lot of attention to history. I've said this before. I love history. I've, of course, saw many times where the Declaration of Independence was signed, and seeing the actual Declaration of Independence, which is in Washington, D.C. But who cares about all of that other than to tell you, yes, I'm about states' rights, but we still need a federal government. We just need less of it. There is too much overlap, and some of that's being taken care of. I think we need an environmental protection agency, but we need one that makes sense. And the argument over coal has been one that we've been having for a while now. And the argument over carbon dioxide, methane, halocarbons, nitrogen oxide, you know, those are the big four, and that's the conversation that we continue to hear about. So the coal mining jobs would have been gone, we know that. Electricity costs, hey, they would have gone up. There's no question, you can't, those are facts. Doesn't matter, facts are facts. And the Obama administration said, well, here's the thing. Yes, it will kill some coal mining jobs, but it's going to spur on thousands of clean energy jobs. And then we'll be able to meet the goals to reduce carbon pollution set up by the international agreement signed in Paris. That Paris agreement is like dead for the United States now. So with this executive order, all of that is now changed. All of it's changed. And jobs especially will change when we look at the numbers of jobs. In fact, I've got great, I have a great list as I went through and grabbed some statistics on energy and where the jobs are and what we've been talking about with the coal industry. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. She gets the first crack. Hey, Izzy.
Hi. Open invitation Hello. To poor Paul. He can come to my house and eat.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, I should have let him on.
Here's what's on deck for tomorrow. Seriously. I have sweet and spicy Korean meatballs. I have chimichurri meatballs. And I have bitterballens, which is a Dutch meatball. Plus, I will be serving pancit noodles and a fried rice.
Well, that sounds good to me. Maybe we both need to come to your house.
Every so often, I just cook up and take it to my doctors as a thank you for their lunch. Trust me, I have every toy known to man almost in the kitchen. So, Paul, if you need food, just let me know what you want.
He'll bring the groceries.
Special K. Seriously? Now,
listen,
here's the other tip for the married couple.
Okay.
Paul, just send your wife an email with your wish list for Christmas. That's what I do to my kids. But of course, I get that. Are you serious, Mom? Or I get the ugh. Just my Christmas list is, like, so boring. But that's what Paul needs to do. See, then he'll get what he wants. And for his birthday.
Exactly.
So you send the Christmas list. I'm at the age, though, that works for me. When I say I want white socks, I want a plain old pair of gray sweats. And my kids think, God, you're boring. But that's okay. I mean,
but that's what
70
you want.
Years of age.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot. Or how about a slow cooker? And they bought me
that sounds good.
Slow cooker. Oh, I have a Ninja, and I love it, love it, love it. I cook in it all the time. Okay. Now, what was the other one? Oh, yeah. Enough of the poop conversations. This is two for two between Graham and you guys. Honestly. Do we want to talk about my colonoscopy also?
No.
Okay.
No. I agree with you. I know. I agree.
But Billy Paul, get out there and help do the super duper pooper scooping. It won't kill you. Because I did with my dog. I'll tell you, I just miss it so much.
Yeah, and you went out and did it. See, because that's how you are, Izzy. Thank you. I'm going to pass all this on to him if he wasn't listening. Good stuff. She made me really hungry. If I went to go see Izzy, though, boy, I'd have to be running. I'd have to be running there and back to burn off everything that I would eat at her house. Hang with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
To our mailbag. And once again, thank you so much for sending all your thoughts here to me, Kate Delaney, in America Tonight. It's just amazing the amounts of email that I get every single day. I mean, there's just not a day where I'm not getting a ton of email. So I'm going to stop yapping and we're going to dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one's interesting. This one is from Tapper, who says, "Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show, and I think I heard you say one time something about being in television, and one of the cool stories that you did was chasing after dinosaurs. Am I right? Did you say something about that and living in the desert?" Yeah, it's interesting. When you say living in the desert chasing dinosaurs, it sounds like a Jurassic Park. So, Tapper, thanks for that question. Boy, I mentioned that a long time ago, so you must have listened before. I was out on assignment in Clayton, New Mexico, and they had found dinosaur tracks, and it was so cool. My photographer and I met somebody out there. We actually choppered in, and we met somebody out there. You could see the tracks clearly. It was the coolest thing, and you put water, obviously, in the tracks to see them. And it was neat. It was neat to see and to talk about the dinosaurs that roamed through New Mexico, and it was just a find that they had had, and they'd found other things in New Mexico, but this was an area where they had found a bunch of tracks. And it's funny you bring that up, because I just was reading a story, in fact, a while ago, about the biggest dinosaur footprint that they discovered in Australia, I guess, 5 feet 9 inches. And they say it belonged to a sauropod, which is one of those long-necked dinosaurs, and the actual size of it, 3 feet 9 inches footprint. Wow. Pretty big, right? Crazy to think of how big that, and I looked at it, and so a guy laying next to it, you could see how big it was to give you the idea of the giant footprint. And again, it's just, to me, fascinating to go back and think about that, how old that is, how many dinosaur tracks they've discovered and how old these dinosaur tracks are. And, you know, when you think of 5'9", whew, sauropod tracks, I mean, that would have been a pretty big creature, I would assume, right? All right, let's dive into another one. This one is from Brett. I haven't heard from Brett before that I know of. Hello, Kate and other listeners of America Tonight. I was listening to you talk about the story about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, and it's crazy, you're right, how attitudes have changed. There's no way. Gambling and sports were two opposites, and even though people did it and they had bookies and whatnot, the idea of gambling on sports decades and decades ago was such a no-no, and now it seems like it really is being embraced. And to your point about the Raiders moving to Vegas, obviously all of those social mores have been lifted, or it might just be about money. I think bingo, bingo, it might just be about money. And the fact that now people are, you're right, people are not poo-pooing that idea, where before it was like, no, because they caught cheats, you know, shaving points, that kind of thing. And there's the concern, what if, you know, somebody gets nefarious, somebody tries to throw something, that kind of thing. That was the thought. And there was just no way you were going to have a professional team. I lived in Vegas, and they would be talking about that then. Oh, we'll never see a professional team. And now, wow, look at, lo and behold, now you've got two professional teams, and there's talk about others. And especially once you've got hockey going, so you've got the NHL and you've got the NFL, and there's plenty of space, let's face it, then I think you're going to see all the sports there. I think you're going to see a Major League Baseball team. And I think you'll see an NBA team eventually, probably. And, you know, it's interesting to argue about, I mean, it's interesting to discuss, I shouldn't say argue, it's interesting to discuss gambling and, you know, what the thought is about gambling. Does it bring in the criminal element? You know, that's like the casino argument. We don't, certainly don't have casinos everywhere, but we have Indian casinos that are all over the place that have popped up in some interesting locations. And then, of course, the big area, which is Vegas and Atlantic City, two different kinds of areas. Atlantic City is just, kind of a mirror of what it used to be, you know, a mirror of what could be into the future. But not with Vegas. Vegas has a whole different feel. It's just completely different from Atlantic City. And in Atlantic City, you can't gamble on sports, so there's not sports books where you can lay a future bet or anything like that where there is in Las Vegas. How about this one from Devin? Devin says, I'm watching what's happening with the Sanctuary City stuff. And, you know, Kate, it's one of those things where you feel for the people who are innocents, but you see what's happening when nobody's paying attention, and how do you remedy that situation where you have some tragic, awful thing happen to an innocent citizen because you have a criminal element in a sanctuary city and people are outraged, so something has to give. And I guess if the money, as you were talking about, is tied to the sanctuary cities and people want the federal dollars, well, for goodness sake, the thing to do is to threaten that money. Well, and the thing is, that money, I guess, is spread in different directions. And so, yes, if you're talking about a decent chunk of change, what happens when that funding is funding you need and it goes away? And what you're seeing now is the blowback on that, though, from some states where they, meaning the politicians in California and in Maryland especially, they're talking about, we'll just make it a sanctuary state and then nobody can touch it. But that would be disastrous if it was a sanctuary state, because now we're not talking about one area. You could claim, or people could claim, well, the whole state is, so anybody can come in and it doesn't matter. And then trying to figure out who is the criminal element, I just think it would be very nightmarish, let's put it that way. So we move from the conversation about Sanctuary City back to this, which is from Alice, who says, Kate, You know, I am really, really interested when you do the movie reviews, because I think the movie industry has really lost something. They'll have big hits, and it seems like so many of those big hits have to deal with animation more than anything else. So that must mean that parents are taking their kids to movies, and animation is intriguing, but regular dramatic movies and comedies that cost however much to make, unless they're really just a major hit, it seems like they're on the downhill side of the movie industry. Well, you know, the movie industry is about as interesting. I say this, you're right, when I review movies, it's like this Beauty and the Beast is making a crazy amount of money. Because it, yes, taking kids to the movies is, it seems like that is big. It's an activity that's always been around. But so when you have these animated flicks, they're done in proportion to what the attention span is, the maximum for kids. You go and it's a day out or a couple of hours out, that kind of thing. Or somebody takes, one of the parents takes them to the movies, or somebody else takes them to the movies. I mean, that's part of it. Animation has exploded. Decent animation, even if it's an okay movie, is really huge. And the idea with Hollywood, with the amount of money it costs to make movies, is the studios want to back winners, that where they recoup their money and actually make money on it. So with that being said, the scripts have to be really powerful, or they have to think that this movie is really going to make it, because it does have other avenues going to video, with streaming and whatnot, but on the widescreen, you're right. I think that what kind of chances are the movie makers taking, and then getting the production element of it, I mean, meaning the producers, the people who will back it, that's the tricky part, because of how much it costs to make movies. And it is intriguing to watch, to see the arc of pictures and what's being made. Is it about still a good story and a great cast? I think it is. I think you have an incredible cast, a great story, like Hidden Figures, and enough people go to see it. And I think movies, like books, are about word of mouth. If it's really a home run and people really start to talk about it, then there is the want to go and see it, and people will go to the movies. But it has to get that buzz. It has to become water cooler conversation and get visibility, get coverage, and then more people are interested in going to see it. That's an interesting observation, so thank you for that. And thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts. Remember, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and you're in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Certainly talked about this on America Tonight, and I am so pleased to welcome to the show Mark Aronson and Marina Budhoes, authors of the new book, Eyes of the World. Hey, guys, how are you?
Very good.
So here's the thing. When you put together a book like this, Eyes of the World, wow, what a big subject to tackle. Explain what went on in your thinking about war and videos and in this book, what brought that all together for you?
What brought it together for us is we're really tracking two photographers, Robert Capa and Gerda Taro. Gerda Taro was actually the first female war photographer ever. And they together went into Spain during the Spanish Civil War starting in 1936. With new cameras that were faster than any cameras had been before. And so now, really, for the first time in the world, people were getting on their kitchen tables, because just at this moment, photo news magazines like Life were being invented. They were seeing the face of war, the face of cities bombed, refugees on the road, in a way that people had just literally never seen before. So that was part of the inspiration, and part came from Marina's own, perhaps shared with you, passion for photography.
Yeah, I had grown up with Life magazine. I'm sorry, go on. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So, Marina, so talk about that. You said you had grown up with Life magazine, et cetera, and you're just fascinated by it?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, for me growing up as a kid, Life magazine, Look magazine, I couldn't wait for it to arrive in the, you know, mail slot every week, and I would sort of page through it, lie on my belly on the rug, and just pore over those images, because really they were absorbing, they were mesmerizing, they were a way of allowing us to understand what was going on around us. And so for me, this was a way of connecting back to the first band of photographers that created this visual language, this way of connecting with the world, being eyes of the world.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, when we talk about that, Mark, talk about the kind of cameras that were, or Marina, the kind of cameras that were used to see these vivid images.
I'm happy to do that. They had these 35-millimeter cameras, the most famous brand being the Leica. But there was another element, too, is that they used photographs not as just separate images, but really cinematically to create visual narratives. And we were so fortunate in our book that our publisher let us do the same, so that Marina could write these kind of really vivid stories about our photographers, and we could interweave the images really as if you were watching a newsreel of the time unfold before you. So that was really a treat that we were able to do in our book that kind of echoed what the news magazines, photo news magazines, did at the time.
Yeah, and just a small little note is Life magazine was created in 1936, November 1936. And it sold out immediately, almost 500,000 copies, because there was such a hunger and demand for this kind of storytelling through pictures.
Wow. And the story you were telling, the Spanish Civil War, you mentioned that, obviously. And so for Robert and Gerda, as they were capturing this, and you've described this, these vivid images, what were they seeing happening, playing out before them with the Spanish Civil War?
So Robert Capa and Gerda Terra, and mind you, these are invented names. They were Jewish refugees that had fled Hitler's Germany and Poland and Hungary, where the situation was getting more perilous. And they'd arrived in Paris and took up photography. And their aim was to tell the world about what was happening in Spain. And the thing is, it's a war that we've often forgot about, but it's really an important war leading up to World War II. And they knew that if the powers of fascism won during this war, that was, you know, their point of view, that all of Europe was in danger. And so their aim was to persuade the world to wake up and see what was happening in Spain. And this was especially acute because all the major governments had said they would not intercede in this battle.
Right. And so here in Spain, there was a left-wing government and a revolt of pro-fascist generals supported explicitly by Mussolini and Hitler. Hitler was actually trying out the kind of bombing campaigns that he would later use in World War II. And so Capa and Taro were trying to get people of the world to notice, but it was kind of a trap a little bit similar to Syria today, where everyone could see the tragedy, but no one wanted to intervene. And so they were really trying to be, back to the title of our book, the eyes of the world, to get people to care, to see pain, to see heroism, to see loss. And I think there's something else, and you asked really a good question. As Marina said, they were both refugees on the run from fascism. And one thing they caught more and more of as Spain was convulsed with civil war were people on the move, people carrying a mattress on their back, kids hiked to their shoulders and hips, desperately trying to find safety somewhere. And, of course, for us, writing this book in the past several years, as the world has again seen refugees on the run, refugees in flight, you know, doors closed in their faces, desperately drowning at sea, we could not help but see our present in the past and the past in our present. It was a really an intense experience.
And when you think about that, wow, you described that so well. And you meld that with the technology, which you know, mentioning, oh, I couldn't wait to see the magazine when it came and images and the images that they brought. How have we seen, Marina, changes in camera technology? Because now it's everywhere. Let's face it, everybody has a camera because we all have
exactly.
iPhones and feel like photographers. But certainly changes in camera technology have actually made an incredible difference in our world. Is it fascinating to see that when you go back and you look at what you found out about those two and the photography and whatnot?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we can't stress enough the sort of lurch forward in technology. In the late 20s, they were starting to develop these lightweight cameras, and it just had a huge impact. Suddenly, you could just carry this little, you know, pocket-sized camera with a fast shutter speed, whip it out, and, you know, you're taking these shots. And really, in a sense, that is the modern world of photography that we live in now. Of course, that was analog. That was, you know, working with film, and now we've moved on to digital, so it's even faster in so many ways. I mean, one could even link it, in a sense, to the fact that people use iPhones now to record as sort of citizens the encounters with police, right? It's this idea
yeah.
that you can use a technology that's in your pocket to record something that you think the rest of the world needs to see.
But, you know, yeah. I completely agree with Marina, but I would add an interesting twist. The magazines in which they published their photos were the most experimental in using fascinating design to make images all the more cinematic. And in some way, we've lost some of that, because what we get now is everybody's instant grab, whereas what they had was really design, and which really led your eye on these fascinating journeys across a page and across a spread as they made use of the images that they captured.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. Your book is actually written for, and I'm sure anyone can read it, but for young adults. And why did you gear it toward young adults?
So, you know, part of it is that we've had great success in writing this kind of work for young adults, and we kind of had a mission insofar as we think that young adults should know about these young people, because they were young people who kind of changed our world in so many ways. We do see the book as a crossover book, because one of the beauties of writing for the young adult market is it's not simpler as people think it is, but you really hold on to that sense of story and accessibility in bringing people into it. And so it's a marvelous form for reaching both young adults who we want to wake them up and show them this earlier generation, but we also think that it's something that adults can enjoy because it's an accessible book. It's not a book that's sort of a dense tome. It's a book that sort of moves narratively, both in terms of the text and in terms of the visuals.
And yeah. picking up from that, everybody knows that a 32-page picture book done for very young children is an interweave of art and text. But it's less known that throughout the whole world of books for younger readers through teenage, there is this interweave of art and text which doesn't exist as well in adult nonfiction. We really had freedom to use 200 images spread over 300 pages and to design each page and design each page turn so that you could experience, again, that narrative flow of imagery. And that was a freedom we were granted that just doesn't exist in the adult nonfiction world, and we were very grateful to have it.
Yep, love it. Mark and Marina, the book is called Eyes of the World. It's available on Amazon.com and any place else that you can pick up books. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
In the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky. Through the mist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold.
I'm sure there'll be some people that are angry and won't or can't get over it. That's understandable. But I think there's a large contingency, a large group that are true Raider fans, and it's not really, it really doesn't matter to them where we're playing. They're there. They're fired up.
Raider fans, not happy, many of them. You know what it's like to have a lame duck season? That's going to be very long for those Raiders. At the owners' meeting, as we are here in our final segment, getting ready for our Nail the Score Final Four variety, as that's happening, what unfolds at the owners' meetings in Phoenix was inevitable. And what I mean by that is the Raiders' foregone conclusion. I knew this heading into it. Many people knew it. You don't have to have a giant crystal ball to realize it. Mark Davis was certainly angling to get to, I believe, to get to Las Vegas. And Las Vegas wants the Raiders. And Las Vegas wants Mark Davis. So guess what? It's a done deal. The owners just voted 31-1 on Tuesday. And it was, like I said, inevitable that that would happen. You heard Jack Del Rio there. He is the coach of the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, but not until 2020 is when the stadium should be built. It's going to be funded partly by public money. So Vegas feels like it's a win. They have a professional team, a hockey team starting up this upcoming next season in the fall. And there's talk of an NBA team. It's funny, things have really changed when it comes to professional sports and gambling, and I've talked about that earlier. Speaking of that, it is time for one of my favorite things that we do because I feel it in the air. Can't you feel it? We're going to have a winner this time around. Time for Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. Is the man set? One of the teams in the Final Four, small Catholic college, Gonzaga. A big shout out to our friends listening in Spokane, Washington. We've got a great following there on KSBN. And thanks for all the emails. Boy, it's so many people send emails. And specifically, I mentioned earlier, Rome, New York, in that area and suburbs around that, I believe, getting email from there. And then also Spokane and people asking me about Gonzaga and what I think the chances are. And boy, that's just absolutely terrific. And while we're at it, KLOE in Goodland, Kansas, Will, and everybody else who's listening in the heartland. I used to live, well, kind of near there. I crisscrossed all over Kansas. I lived in Kearney, Nebraska. That was like one of my first jobs, Kearney, Nebraska. The people were great. I like to say that's where I learned about farming. Because I didn't know much about farming, but I learned, and the farmers were awesome. They taught me a thing or two about the weather, too. All right, it has nothing to do with the weather when we're talking about basketball, because, of course, it's played indoors. Boy, wouldn't you love a front row seat to these two final games at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. First up on April 1st, no fooling, 7-seed South Carolina, the Cinderella team, against Gonzaga, who I just mentioned. What a season they had, only one loss. Gonzaga, heading into this, the odds on to win, they are 7-5 odds to win this thing. 7-5. The favored team is Oregon. Oregon 4-1. Yeah. So it's interesting. Looking at the overall scope of this, the next game is Oregon and North Carolina. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a chance to win either game. So you can, if you just want to pick one game, you can. But give me the scores for what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to say anything about basketball. Between South Carolina and Gonzaga and then Oregon and North Carolina. We got a full boat. Let's go to our pal Sharon. She was so excited about this in Portland, Maine. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I know. So who do you like? Do you like, in the first game, do you like South Carolina or Gonzaga?
I'm
going to
go with South Carolina, 77, Gonzaga, 74.
Ooh, South Carolina. Okay, how about the second game?
North Carolina, 81, Oregon, 75.
You are locked and loaded.
And the
just
final,
like that,
are
Sharon.
Are you going to do the final?
And the final. Well, we'll do the final when we get into our, we'll be live on Sunday into Monday, so we'll do it then.
Oh, okay, super.
So Sunday into Monday, get ready for that, folks. Thanks, Sharon. Good luck there in Portland. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I was born in Goodland, Kansas.
Yeah, Goodland, Kansas. How about that?
Yeah.
And we're on the air there.
Great
love
place
it.
To be from.
Yes, I like that. Great place to be from.
Yeah. Okay, I want South Carolina against Gonzaga, 78-75. Same score. score for North Carolina against Oregon.
Oh, so you make it simple. That's kind of good to do it that way, Dan. That gives you good odds, and you don't have to think about it for too long. Thank you, Dan. All right, let's go to Pete. Sneaky Pete, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Long time, we'll get down.
I know, but this is going to... I'll tell you, on the hardwoods, it's going to be really getting it down. I think we're going to have two really good games, and boy, those last ones were phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. 66.
Oh.
72, Gonzaga.
66-72, Gonzaga, got it.
And who are the other two?
And the other one, North Carolina or Oregon.
Okay. Oregon's going to win that one, same scores.
72-66. Pete, we got you. Also, duly noted, Grim in the great state of Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Well, I got a lot really to talk about. I didn't know Dan was born in Goodland.
He just told us. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, Dan, you're probably kin to me because, see, my grandparents are just, 100 miles north where they... the family farm is from the 1860s. Up there north of Wheeler and St. Francis and, right there in Bankelman. That's weird.
Bankelman. I love that. Bankelman.
Of course, also, Goodland is the National Weather Service for tornadoes, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but that's where they're based.
Wow.
Considered to be just as up to date as Miami. As far as the scores go, let me see. I want them to earn their money because I'm not really fond of basketball. So I'm going to go 90. Everybody heard that. I'm going to go 98 and 102, and I'm going to go with
South Carolina.
Over South Carolina. I picked the underdogs, remember?
Gonzaga, got it.
And same thing for the next. Underdogs are not North Carolina.
No, not North Carolina. That's for darn sure. Absolutely not. Grim, thanks. You are also duly noted, as they say. I want to give a big shout out to, William Kent. I love my bankers. I speak to a lot of people in the banking industry. They have such great senses of humor. I was just in a golf tournament with a couple of golfers. They robbed me blind. They did. We played a little what we called skins. Anyway, William is out there. Guaranteed Bank in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Thanks for listening, William Kent. By the way, I am picking South Carolina to win and North Carolina. South Carolina 79-73. North Carolina 81-73. Thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.